Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, again, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Happy New Year, my friend. What does God hold for 2026? I do not know. And to be honest, God is not telling. Remember, our walk with God is by faith. Please do not be deceived by the thousands of prophet liars out there on YouTube, and they're like telling you what is going to happen in 2026. Because if you do, and if you are deceived, you will have no one to blame for your deception. One thing for sure, my friend, is if you did not like how 2025 ended or what happened in 2025, you can't do the same thing in 2026 and expect different results. If you do, this is the height of lunacy, doing the same thing but expecting different results. But one thing for sure, I can say, expect change. My friend, we are to change. Let me say that again. God is looking for us to change. God is looking for spiritual growth and development. And that is always seen by change in us. Not giving more money to the church, or reading our Bibles more, or spending more time in prayer. Oh, no. Now, these are great goals to shoot for. But God is looking more for an inward change. He is looking for how much understanding and wisdom to what God wants us for our lives have we gained in. God is looking for how much of this world we have allowed God to kill in us. How much of our self-ownership have we lost for an increase in God? What did we really learn from God's dealing and judgments in our lives about ourselves compared to God's nature and His character? What have we learned about the weightier matters of life, the law and judgment and mercy and faith? Matthew 23:23 says, "And these ought to have done, not to leave them undone." The new year is always a good time to take stock spiritually where and what we are doing in God. You know, we seem to get so busy working for God. Yes, our love for God and our desire for, to see other people come to God produces these good works, but we must never, never get so busy working for God that we fail with God's main objective for us, and that is us becoming the work of God. I think this is one of the greatest objectives that we can strive for in 2026, as if not and not get caught up in all of the workings for God that we miss or disallow God working in our lives. If we can achieve this one objective for 2026, I know we will see much spiritual gain in our life. Amen. Okay, back to the good tree, which is Jesus Christ. Now, last week we were discussing losing our lives into the hands of God. Sadly, most of the denomination in churches and Christendom there never talk about this critical spiritual principle that must be moving in our lives to see true spiritual growth and development to be saved. We cannot operate in ourselves and ever expect to come to know God and His ways. We are a fool if we think we can. So, what does it mean to lose our life into the hands of God? Well, we must relinquish our self-ownership. To lose our life means we let ourselves alone. We willfully give ourselves into God's most capable hands. We no longer try to be good enough or try to do for ourselves what Christ has already done for us. Wow. We come to where it is all about His grace. This requires faith, us losing ourselves into the hands of Christ because we believe that God has done all for us. Now, you know, my friend, if we get to this point, you know, the rest will fall into place. If we can come to the place that we can willfully give ourselves over to God, everything else will fall into place. Now, if we examine the problem closely, most of us in our relationship with the Lord has not put aside obvious things like disobedience and rebellion. Most of the problems boil down not to believing and resting in Christ. But the primary reason we do not believe and rest in Christ usually comes back to ready with our frustration about ourselves. And yet, our relationship with God never was about ourselves. Let me say that again. Our relationship with God is never, ever about ourselves. Thus, we have caused the problem by not losing ourselves to Him. We may not realize this. Indeed, we would wish if we were otherwise. But if our relationship with Christ is being hindered by our frustration over our own spiritual condition, then we are very much in possession of ourself. Our faith is actually in ourself. We still need to lose ourselves to God in faith and place ourselves into His wonderful hands. What do we think? Are we going to contribute to the finished work of Christ? Well, we contribute nothing. So we have to lose ourselves. We have to leave ourselves alone. This really means that we have to realize that there is nothing we can add to Christ. We have to trust that He will do what He says He will do His way. We have to stop our consistent nagging of God to do this or do that. Instead, we need to ask Him to do whatsoever it takes to cause that spiritual change in us. Now, that is a prayer, I promise you, that God will answer. But as I said, it must be done His way. And now, our sin problem. Wow. And why? Why can't Christian people overcome various sins? Because we try to attack the sin or suppress the sin or eradicate the sin, but we have not lost the life in which the sin is planted. Now open up your spirit real wide here. The root of the sin, which is our earthly nature, continues to be the ground upon which we live. Let me say that again. The root of sin, which is our earthly nature, continues to be the ground on which we live. Sin, wow, sin. So as long as we continue possessing that earthly nature in us, it will continue to possess us. We cannot win that battle. Oh no, my friend. We have to lose ourselves by coming to the cross and taking our place there. Now, please open up your spirit again here, real wide. Self-ownership of any kind, even if it is religious and seems to be Christian, is the ground upon which sin operates. Wow, let me say that again. Self-ownership of any kind, even if it is religious and seems to be Christian, is the ground upon which sin operates. Sure, for any ground that is not the ground on the life of Christ is going to be the ground upon which sin reigns. Let me say that again. For any ground that is not the ground or the life of Christ is going to be the ground upon which sin operates. Wow. And sin will dwell. Remember, sin shall not have dominion over us in Romans 6:14. If any faith is not solely in Christ, if Christ is not our life, then it will really do It really does not matter what form of our self-ownership takes. Sin will reign. Only if Christ is our life will we be planted in the life that has victory over all that speaks of sin and death. Wow. What a tremendous statement to end on. Amen. More next week on The Good Tree and on our sin problem. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting and hoping that you have a tremendous, tremendous week. And this message is hitting home, and you're getting it. It's critical that, you know, we understand our sin problem and our sin nature. Because if not, we will not be saved. We must learn, we must know those things that's important in our life. And if we don't understand those, then we can never ever walk in the truth and the love of God correctly. Amen. God bless. Talk to you next week.